We're going to take accountability for what has happened in the educational system. We can easily look at all the issues facing schools and education with a pointed finger. However, we also need to be responsible for letting much of this happen. Additionally, many of us have been affected, hurt, offended, or rejected by school peers, teachers, administration, or support staff in our school years. Our benchmark as Christians is at the mercy seat of God. Because of His forgiveness, we are forgiven. And as in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned, hurt, offended, etc., us. And as Jesus reminded us to look first at the plank in our own life before trying to remove the speck in someone else. Today we pray from a place of mercy and grace. Will you ask God to reveal right now who you are pointing a finger at and ask Him to remove the plank in your eye? Will you also ask the Lord to reveal anyone you are still bitter or upset at from your school years and forgive them for what they did? And then from this place of forgiveness and healing, we can be more effective in our prayers. Father God, we thank You that we're asking You today to examine our hearts, reveal any critical thoughts or words that we have spoken or thought about regarding the school system, the people involved, and any people from school years who we still hold bitterness. May we experience Your freedom and see many answers to prayers as a result. We pray for people, not just places, children, not just campuses, educators and decision makers, curriculum writers, and every soul that touches the sphere of education, because we know that the fervent prayers of the righteous person avails much. Every person is fearfully and wonderfully created by You, Father God. You do not make any mistakes. Every person is a wonderful work of Yours. And like the psalmist, every soul needs to know that very well. Every soul needs to know that You, Father God, have Your eyes on them since before they were born, not angry eyes watching for them to mess up so You can unleash Your wrath, but loving, watchful eyes like parents watching their baby sleep, or the way we watch a sunset or some awe-filled splendor of beauty or kindness that we don't want to blink or miss a moment, but fills our heart with delight. God, You not only created us, You prepared and planned for us. And since the beginning of time, we were assigned to this time, place, and kingdom plans and purposes. No one is worthless. For You, God, so loved the world that You gave Your one and only Son. Your gift was to the world, not the worthy. You treat us in the unchanging character of Your love, not as our earthly deeds deserve, but in the grace our faith has the opportunity to embrace right up to our last breath on earth. No one is a lost cause. As long as someone has breath in their lungs, they can cry out to You, Lord, and be saved. So who are we to write someone off or leave them off our prayer list? The question really should be, are they on the top of our prayer list? Who has hurt us? Who turned their back on us when they should have stood up for us? Who do we dislike, disagree, or even complain about whenever we hear their name? Are we holding any anger, bitterness, or unforgiveness in our hearts, O Lord? Examine us, search us, point it out, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving me. Thank You for the forgiveness You have given to me, the patience and gentleness You have shown me, and Your blood that was shed for me. Please forgive me for my thoughts, words, and deeds that have not expressed to others the blessings and benefits You've extended to me. Help me to remember Your blood was shed for them, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made by You, for You alone, God, and that I don't know their whole story, but I am called to pray Your glory into their lives. Reveal Yourself to them and use me whenever possible to speak and show Your love to them. Holy Spirit, prompt me to pray for them and share Your word with them. They are Your wonderful works. Help me and them to know that very well. In the precious and powerful name of Jesus, we always pray. Amen. And much of this prayer was taken from the National Day of Prayer leader. And so their link is in our resources.